Okay, I just got off the phone. I'm like trying to, my mind's all over the place. I'm trying to pick up some totes, storage totes. And I had two different contractors, one in Kentucky, one in Indiana. I just got off the phone. Both of them had to pull over at 9 o'clock at night. It's goddamn crazy. It's crazy. World's nuts, that's all I gotta say. We did it ourselves. We're our own worst enemies. We destroyed the ozone. We're our own worst enemies. I think God's just really angry. What is this? What is this? That in Gaza, whatever, what is that? Where is that? Palestinian people, wherever, Israel? I don't know where it's at. Literally lighting off fireworks in a holy temple? Holy mosque? Easter? The holiest week ever? The most holiest place? Where was that at? I saw that in the news, go across the news. I saw all that craziness, and I was like, we all lost our goddamn minds. I don't know if it's something with COVID, you know, because COVID was man-made. I always said that. I always believe that. I think it's like a residual that affects your brain, your thinking or something. I don't know. Isn't it kind of odd? After COVID, the world's just gone nuts. Like, everybody's lost their damn mind. People losing their damn mind, no matter where you're at, listening for yourself. My journey, no matter what country, transcribed from English to whatever language you're listening to. I'm like, go on. We can't even have a holy week, let holy be holy, without people literally just throwing fireworks, fighting the police, demonstrations. Now we're increasing the retirement age of France. You're going to be dead by the time you can retire. I mean, well, sorry, but Mother Nature and climate's going to get you first, you know, because I don't care if you got a $10 million house. That's not going to protect your roof. You can flash that money all around till the cows come home, and it's not going to matter because the cows are even going to laugh at you, because you're still not going to have a house once a tornado comes through. We're not even in the season yet. It's just crazy. You can't help it. The news go across your phone. You turn it on anymore. That's the truth. Between that and this girl I'm talking to on TikTok and asking if I promote her robots. She works for this company in France and Italy, and asking if I promote the videos for robots. And I'm like, what? Blah, blah, robots. I'm like, what? And I'm thinking, like, literally send me this stuff. I'm like, what? Yeah, these robots are literally AI, artificial intelligence. These robots are something you see in scary-ass sci-fi. I told her, and she laughed. I said, if this thing ever woke me up in a deep sleep, I'd be dead of a heart attack. I mean, thing is downright scary. I mean, I'm not scared of clowns, but I'm scared of these robots. I'm going to do a video next podcast or just follow. The craziest thing I've ever seen. AI taking over jobs. I mean, as she said, she literally, I was like, wow. Taking over jobs, taking over the drive-thru, taking over businesses. Let's face it, AI's taking over models. Now use AI models. I'm telling you, we're dabbling in some dangerous territory. Good Lord, slapping us, you know, with the biggest rod he's got. And it ain't a broomstick either. I'm serious, this is nuts. It's nuts! Oh, my Lord. We just think of our great-great grandparents like, boy, they got it good because they're up in the best place of all. They're actually up in peaceful places called heaven, because this is hell where we're all at. I mean, everybody's dealing with something. Everybody's got a struggle. Everybody's struggling. I don't care who you are, every single person. Don't lie. If you say you're not, you're fooling yourself and you're fake. You might as well just go ahead and get on the AI assembly line of robots and just go ahead and put yourself in line, because you ain't right. You ain't right. You need to get your brain fixed, because everybody's dealing with some kind of struggle. You got to release, folks. Don't hold it back like a pop bottle. That's right. Release. You got to release. Cuss, scream, kick, whatever the heck you want to do. Got to do it. Got a platform? Release yourself. Free yourself. I don't care. Nobody cares. Do it. Everybody's going to applaud you because they want to release too. The people that grew up and were told never release to show your emotions or anything, that's horrible. Oh, okay. Well, I bet it's not working for them now in today's society either, holding it all back. You're going to have a heart attack and be dead before even the next tornado gets all of us and wipes us all out. It's crazy, isn't it? Got to release. The podcast has always been a big release for me, and I'm a release for you, and I'm just going to tell you all how it is. Now I'm going to protect people who have farmers insurance and State Farm. Why? I've talked to too many contractors. I have a list of over 22 contractors, 22 companies. I'm not joking, because I keep a list. So I don't end up crossing myself talking to the same person in the same company. you know, and I know they can't come out, they're overloaded, don't have the help, don't have subcontractors, if subcontractors, they have walked off the job, they're overwhelmed, blah, 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 blah. Don't like, and here's the thing too, now it's two people back to back, just today alone. I will not deal with any insurance company.
Whoa.
And it was a breath of fresh air, refreshing for me to laugh and say, I've already heard that. I don't blame you. Tell me, is it American Family? Who is it? Who is it? I really want to know. State Farm and Farmers Insurance. Yeah. Do you have State Farm and Farmers Insurance? Really? You do? Or you don't? Okay, well, thank the good Lord you don't for people in the United States. But if you do, State Farm, Farmers Insurance, if you do, and you haven't filed a natural disaster, wind, rain, storm, icy lightning, icy rain, icy things never end, lonely times when I could not find an insurance friend. Because a contractor waved, gave you a middle finger and said, I'm never going to fix your house again. I just threw it off my brain. I'm serious. Don't use Farmers Insurance or State Farm. Literally two owners of two companies. One, a private company that does, I mean, everything. Been around forever in Indiana. And another company, Kentucky, that's a part of a very big company. Both have had problems with Farmers Insurance and State Farm. Farmers Insurance, literally, the guy told me, literally, I had a job. It was under claim for damage and stuff. Indiana was claimed a wind disaster for anybody who's doing insurance claim. The insurance companies know this. Don't let them jerk you around, okay? Eric's dealing with the jerks. I already dealt with the jerks, okay? Now they can jerk Eric around, okay? I'm done with them. I just don't care anymore. I have to stop caring. It's called self-preservation, self-love, self-respect. Medically, it's starting to take a toll. The stress is starting to affect me. I start having breakthrough pain and I'm on a lot of medicine. I'm not going to kill myself over anybody, anything, anyone, or especially somebody who doesn't care about me or any damn insurance company, a bunch of clowns. I'm not going to do it and go back to Ringling Brothers and open up a new one. That's all I got to say, because I'm not going to be underneath the big tent with you. I'm not going to play with clowns. I'm not going to be part of your circus. I don't care who you are. But I was told Farmers Insurance, they have been submitting claims. We're talking jobs that they said they're going bare minimum. Hey, listen, do the job for $4,000. Literally, as you said, farmers will come back and literally go under half. Come back with the estimates and want to pay them less than half. As you said, they're wanting to pay $1,500 for a $4,000 job, having to have three guys in labor, and they're only wanting to pay for half. And clearly they know with the materials and stuff alone, it's not even going to cover $1,500. That does include labor. And it's not just one time. Farmers Insurance is being notorious right now, screwing everybody over on all the storm damage. Nobody's wanting to pay out the insurance companies. And here's the problem. What we don't realize is we've got to understand. Next year, guess what happens? I don't care if you have an insurance claim or not. The winds didn't affect your, it wasn't like a good 80s song. Didn't affect your house yet. Okay, well, it will. Don't count your blessings yet. Better be prepared. That's all I got to say. You think it's bad? Guess what? You and everybody else who didn't have claims, you're paying for everybody's insurance claims, because next year, that's right, everybody's insurance is going to be going up. Your car insurance, your home insurance, your health insurance. Yeah. Yeah. Where's Trump when we need him? Where's helping the American people out when we need him? Because Biden ain't helping nobody. He just made everybody broke. Sorry. Entitled to my political opinion. I'll get off my soapbox now. Seriously, everybody's insurance going to go up. Farmers. It's not just one claim. As they said, multiple claims over the past 3 weeks. These are even claims of people in Kentucky who deal with the tornadoes up in north in Indiana, Ohio. Clear damage. Natural disaster. Tornadoes, wind, storm, hail. It will not even pay for half. State Farm is now bouncing claims out, trying to find an outlet to not cover the claims. Multiple excuses, I was told. Wow. And I told Eric, got to get away from American Family after this claim, because they're not doing anything at all. Nothing at all. The claim's just sitting there, spinning, going nowhere. And it won't be closed. Let it sit. That's all I got to say. I'm not dealing with it anymore. I just have learned today I have to shut down and not care. It's self-preservation, self-love. And let's just face it, oncology reasons, I can't afford the stress. I'm not going to be in a tent with any clowns either. Sorry. Selfish season for the rest of my life. You know, I care too much about people and things and situations, and I just don't anymore. I care about me and my fur kids, that's it. You know, I'll protect me and my fur kids with my last dying breath. Think I'm joking? I'm not. You know, that's why I don't take them to any circus. Sorry. You won't find me underneath the big top anytime soon. So don't, I mean, people who have State Farm and Farmers, and you're listening to this and you're going, oh man, I'm having problems with the, if you're having problems in getting the help from contractors and businesses, and they're not getting back to you, they're not showing up, or they're just not doing anything, or they said, and they're just not, they don't want nothing to do with it, I'm giving you a valid reason why this is the truth, so help me God, is because these insurance companies, State Farm and Farmers, are not wanting to even pay for half of the claim. They're not even wanting to pay for the materials. That tells you how many people are filing claims right now with your homeowner's insurance, because everybody is being affected by global warming. Everybody has some kind of damage over last month. And we just, Karen Carpenter, we just begun. Because summer's not here yet. Be prepared. But, you know, I'm just passing along the good word, you know, because it is holy season, Easter. Pass along the good word. Protect other people, too, especially comes to your insurance companies. If you got State Farm and you got Farmers Insurance and you have damage on your house from all this craziness with the weather, global warming, Mother Nature, you're not alone. But beware. When you can't find contractors and you tell them your insurance company, State Farm or Farmers, I'm just telling you, from word of mouth, that's why.